Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Do you have limited time to read? Do you want a complete, satisfying story in 10 pages or less? I Be There, Short Stories and Personal Essays by Diane Gustafson is for you, a collection of short stories and personal essays illustrating life's challenges faced by men and women of various locales and time period. These people all have different challenges. They handle those differently. Diane discovered an unusual gift in dealing with hers, the ability to communicate with family and friends who have died. Diane is a retired college librarian and professor of research skills. Her other published books are Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y, Merry Christmas, short stories spanning two centuries, and Dakota Rose. Her hobbies, writing, traveling, reading, and playing the fiddle and percussion instruments. She lives with her husband in a San Diego suburb. Diane Gustafson is our guest, author of I Be There, Short Stories and Personal Essays, with us on This Week in America. Diane, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
I love what you've done with I Be There. And this is fascinating because for so many of us, we got a little time we'd like to read something, don't really want to get started with a novel because sometimes it's hard to put down and suddenly we're going to spend 20 minutes and we end up spending 2 hours. This is perfect. Talk about the stories in the book and what the book is about, I Be There. And there's an interesting story behind the title for that as well.
Well, the first part of it are short stories, and one example is a widow in Savannah in 1864 who is forced to house four of General Sherman's officers. There's a story about a fiddler who develops arthritis in the neck, a man whose wife has died of cancer, and then there's a story called A Perfect Life, for which I offer two endings, and the reader can choose the one that they like. And then it transitions into essays, also short, about my ability to communicate with the dead. And the title, I'll Be There, be being spelled like the insect, comes from my brother's funeral. My brother died in 2012, and the next day I heard his voice say, "It's even better here than I ever expected." And on the day of his memorial service, he said to me, "I'll be there, and I'll find some way to let you know it." So there were 16 of us at the gravesite in a semicircle, and at the end, I handed out copies of his favorite prayer and suggested that we all start to read it together. As we did, a bee showed up and buzzed from person to person and finally landed on the shoulder of my brother's daughter. She and I looked at each other and started to cry and then laugh, and I explained everybody what he had said. And my cousin said, "Well, he said he'd be here." And ever since then, my brother has sent bees to let me know that he's there with me.
It's a fascinating story. I love the book, the collection of short stories and personal essays that you put together. Diane Gustafson is our guest on the program. That's Gustafson. Our website, DianeGustafson.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Let's talk about this, your ability to communicate with the dead. First of all, when did you discover you had this ability?
In 2006, my friend Pat died. And a couple of days later, I heard her voice say, "Look after my daughter." And then a couple of days after that, she said, "Be a friend to my grandson." And it was as though the floodgates had opened. I kept hearing from more and more people. My Aunt Rose, who died in 1998, and who I've since learned volunteered to be my guardian angel, said, "We are very interested to know that you can do this." I have been contacted by my parents, my husband's parents, my high school sweetheart, various friends and relatives, and even people I don't know. In the beginning, my hand would throb whenever there were somebody there. With Pat, it was the entire hand. With my father, it was the fingertips. With my friend Maria, it was the index finger and thumb on both hands. After a while, they didn't need to get my attention that way, so the throbbing stopped. My father is the only one who's ever physically touched me. whenever he wants to get my attention, he will gently poke my upper arm or my thigh. And I'll say, okay, Dad, what is it? Yes. And he'll say something like, I love you. In the beginning, I didn't hear their voices. It was like a teletype in my head. I saw the words. Then after a while, that was no longer necessary, and I could hear them. In the beginning, I saw them in my peripheral vision. Now I see them in front of me as though they're behind a thin curtain. In the beginning, I was really concerned that it might be just my imagination. And so I constantly asked Rose for some sign that it was really her and not just me making it up. One example was my husband and I were in New Zealand in their winter. And one night I said to her, Rose, show me a sign that it's really you. And she said, look for something tomorrow. The next morning we came out of our motel room, got in the car. There were snow flurries, but I noticed a white rose bush on the side of the building in bloom. Another thing that she had done on that New Zealand trip was, it was a sunny day, we were driving to Christchurch, and she said, tell Bill to slow down because there's a patch of ice up ahead. It was sunny, there was no ice anywhere, but we did come around a mountain and there was a patch of ice there.
You know, those are amazing stories. And in this case, this really could have been a life-altering situation that you were alerted to.
It has been. Yes. And Rose has told me that my mission on Earth is to help other people to know that there really is a heaven. And that when people die, they don't leave us. They stay close to us.
Diane Gustafson is our guest on the program. That's Gustafson. The book is I Be There, Short Stories and Personal Essays. I Be There is B-E-E. Well, I want to take another second and talk about that, because you had these messages and you had to realize, okay, this is something more than just some external factor at play here. How do those who have passed try to communicate with us? And maybe we're getting these signals and we're just not being receptive to them.
Well, I'm told that as soon as someone dies, they reach out to their loved ones on Earth, most of the time speaking. But of course, most of the time we don't hear them.
Yes.
I consider myself very fortunate in that I can hear them. Rose said that from the time she died in 1998 until 2006, she tried to talk to me and I never heard her. So the first thing they do is try to talk to us, and usually that doesn't work. So the second thing they do is try dreams. They'll send dreams to let us know that they're there and also to give us information. Now, you may think that you're dreaming about the person because they're on your mind, and that's partially true, but they do send dreams to us. And one of my favorite examples concerns my husband's uncle Art and his wife Eva. Art was killed in 1942 when his Navy ship was bombed in Darwin, Australia. My husband and I visited the memorial, and I became very interested in the story. And I wondered how Eva had felt when she found out that he died. In the spring of 2018, I had a very unusual dream that I believe was sent to me by Eva to answer my question. It was a dream in black and white, although I usually dream in color. And in the dream, I saw a beautiful woman walking in sunshine, and she was dressed as they dressed in the 1940s. And I learned that her boyfriend, in this case her husband Art, was going to be in a fight, that a bully, which I took to be Japan, was looking for him, and that Art was not going to run away and hide. He was going to confront the bully. In the dream, Eva rushed home to a two-story house and into her bedroom. And at this point, I saw through Eva's eyes and felt what she felt. She was in her bedroom and she was feeling panicked. The walls were closing in on her. She was desperately looking for something and she couldn't find it, and getting more panicked as time went by. And then she heard lots of voices in the street, and some of them were calling her name. And she turned out the light and stood there in the dark because she didn't want to hear what they had to tell her. And that was the end of the dream. Shortly afterward, I was able to find out the address where Eva went after Pearl Harbor when dependents were sent back to the mainland. And using a real estate website, I found the house. It was built in 1927. It was a two-story, five-bedroom house. And it was the house that I had seen in my dream.
That's just amazing. And so many stories, personal essays, short stories, personal essays, and Diane's book, I Be There, and B is spelled B-E-E, a website, DianeGustafson.com. That's G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N.com. It's very emotional as you connect and you get these signals. And you talk about the fact that we can ask the people who are contacting us, people who have passed, help them, ask questions. They like helping us. Talk about that aspect, because it's more than sort of just, okay, I feel they're there. They can actually guide us. They've done that in your life, haven't they?
Oh, they have. Rose has helped my husband and me find things many times. One evening, my husband came to bed and he said, you know, I can't find my glasses. So we went into the living room. We looked all around. We looked under his chair. We looked under the cushions. Everywhere, couldn't find the glasses. We went through the entire house and couldn't find the glasses. So we gave up. And as I was getting into bed, Rose said to me, go back to the living room and this time sit in Bill's chair, which I did. And I looked down and there were his glasses underneath the sofa. Another time, Rose said to me, tell Bill he needs new tires. So I did. And he said, I don't need new tires. I can get thousands of miles out of these. The next day she said, tell Bill he needs new tires. And again, he dismissed it. On the third day, she said, look, I'm not going to tell him again. He needs new tires. There's going to be an incident by the end of the week. So to appease me, he took the car to a tire center. And they found a nail deeply embedded in one.
That's just, I mean, Rose is a lifesaver for you as well, besides finding the glasses, which is fine because you could go to sleep and not have to worry about what happened to the glasses. But several times when she's caught you just before peril was about to enter your life. I mean, it's amazing. The stories, boy, I Be There, B-E-E, I Be There, Short Stories and Personal Essays by Diane Gustafson, our guest on the program. Information on our website will give you all that before we wrap up the program. Before we talk a little bit about the book and the other two books, I just want to go back and talk about when you realize that these messages, you're actually communicating with people who have passed, when you felt comfortable talking about it to other people, and then what the reaction was as you mentioned that to other people, and if you get people saying that's happened to me, or people that look at you like, okay, Diane, I don't think that's exactly the case. What was that like to be able to understand, number one, what the message is real, and number two, to talk about it with people, to write about it?
I didn't talk about it for years because I knew people would make fun of me. And then finally, I gradually started mentioning it to people. And I have found so many people who have this same ability that I do. And there are lots of people who maybe don't have the ability, but they believe that it is possible. And in those cases, I suggest to them ways that they can make themselves more receptive to voices coming to them. But, of course, there are going to be people who don't believe me, and I can't help that.
Yes, keep an open mind, and it's amazing the things that you'll find out in the world around you. I Be There, B-E-E, Short Stories and Personal Essays by our guest on the program, Diane Gustafson. I mentioned the other two books. Let's talk about those, and those are available. If you go to Diane's website, you go to Amazon, you can look and see. You mentioned the books, and it's interesting, the one, this fascination you've had for years with General George Custer. So tell us about the other two books.
Well, Dakota Rose is a book about the Custer family. I've been interested in General Custer since I was about 6 years old. But when he died at the Battle of the Little Bighorn, his brothers, Tom and Boston, his brother-in-law, and his nephew also died with him. And not much is known about the youngest brother, Boston, so I created a fictional fiancé for him. And the book is Rose's story. It's how she fell in love with Boston, how she learned about his death, and how she found the courage to love again. Merry Christmas is a collection, and it's Mary, M-A-R-Y, a collection of Christmas stories that take place between 1808 and 1996. And in each case, the main character has a name that's some variation of Mary: Maureen, Marianne, Mary Agnes.
Yeah, it's such an imagination you have. And the book Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y, is a short story spanning several centuries. Now, the first book you decided to self-publish, talk about that, because that can be helpful for authors out there who are trying to figure, okay, I'm writing a book, or I've written a book. What do I do next? Talk about the thought process of self-publishing.
Well, I created this collection of short stories, Merry Christmas, and in the late 1990s, I couldn't find a traditional publisher. They were saying that no one was interested in short stories at that time, but that didn't make sense to me because, as you said, you can pick up a book of short stories, put it down, come back 3 weeks later, and you don't have to catch up. My Aunt Mary had given me a copy of a letter that her husband Sam had written to her in 1945. Sam was in the army, and it was after the war was over. He was stationed in Germany, and all the men were feeling relieved because they had managed to make it through. And then his best friend was accidentally electrocuted. We don't often think of men as being sentimental about their friendships, but this is a beautiful letter that he wrote to her describing what happened and how he felt. Mary gave me a copy of the letter and she said, could you use this in one of your short stories? So I recreated a story. I had to tweak it to make sure that it was a Christmas time story. But Sam's letter is exactly as he wrote it in 1945. But Mary was dying. And even if I had found a traditional publisher, it would have taken a year to 18 months before the book was available. And I wanted to put in her hands a copy of the book with her husband's letter before she died. So I found a publisher and I had it in about 3 months. And I was able to give it to her before she died. It was a good experience. So I used it for Dakota Rose. And I also used it for I'll Be There. And the experience has gotten better each time. This time with I'll Be There, from the time that I submitted the manuscript until the book was published was 11 days.
Incredible how quickly the process moves through now, especially when you're in control because you are the one calling the shots. They're there for assistance, but it's your book and you're publishing it.
Yes.
Rather than turning it over to someone. That's a lovely story there. We've got a few minutes left in the program. I hate to ask about your favorite, and that story you just told certainly has to be at the top of the list, but what are maybe one or two of your favorite stories in the book? And I love the collections you put together because it's a very broad diversity. I'm amazed at your talent of taking different time periods and making them come alive. Now, what are a couple of your favorites, the favorite short stories you have?
I think one of my favorites is called Bill's Garden, A Rabbit Tale. And it's fiction, but it's based on something that really happened. My husband's cabbages were constantly being eaten by some animal. And we figured out it was probably a rabbit that was living underneath the shed. I said to my husband, it's too bad you can't just get out a white flag of truce and reason with this animal. So I decided to create a fantasy. And in the story, Bill takes a white tea towel from the drawer, goes out and says, I'm here, I want to talk about my garden. And this rabbit shows up. He says, hello, And she says, "Good morning," in a husky voice that sounds like Kathleen Turner. And then she says, "I know your name is Bill. I've heard people call you that. I'm Marilyn." And he says, "Your name is Marilyn? What, you don't think rabbits have names? Have you never heard of Peter, Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail?"
I love that story. And so many in Diane's books, I Be There, I'll Be There, short stories and personal essays. Where can we get the books? I mentioned Amazon, your website. Those are the best places to get the books. Not only I'll Be There, but the other books as well.
All three of them are on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Okay. They're available as paperbacks, but also as ebooks. And I noticed yesterday that on Amazon, if you buy the ebook, they will give you a free app to read it.
Very good. So it's like if you're intimidated by apps and I would like to do that, but I have no idea how to do that, they'll guide you through that and give it to you by going to Amazon and looking for Diane's books. You've got so many ideas. Are you working on something now?
I've started working on a collection of short stories about an elementary school teacher who is retiring, and she's looking back over her years of teaching, and not only things that happened to the students in her class that year, but also what was happening in her personal life.
Ooh, we will look forward to that. How close is that to being published, do you think?
Well, I just started writing it, but as I said, I had I'll Be There ready in 11 days from when I submitted it. So hopefully next year.
No pressure, but it could be very soon. And if you go to Diane's website, and I'll spell that out for you here in a second, you'll be able to stay up to date on all the information and order the books that we talked about on the program. One thing that it was impressive is, as I was reading the bio, like so many people in high school, you took Greg's shorthand, and most of us have never used it. I understand you still use it to this day. This was something in high school that we thought was somewhat frivolous, and it's still beneficial to you.
Yes, I do. I have been secretary to various groups, the Louisiana Library Association and women's groups and so forth. But right now I am the clerk of our governing board for our church, and I take the minutes down in shorthand. At one point, I could take it down as fast as people talked, word for word. I'm not that fast anymore, but it's still a very accurate way of putting down information. And I also do my journaling in shorthand to keep myself up to date with it.
If you've got friends and people in your area listening to this program and they find that out, you're going to be asked to become a member and a treasurer for a secretary, rather, for all of these organizations as you you're able to keep up with the minutes. Diane, this has been so much fun having you on the program. Diane Gustafson is our guest. That's G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N. Her website is her name, DianeGustafson.com. You'll find all the books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, the main book we talked about, I'll Be There, short stories and personal essays. And you can link up by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Diane, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
It's been fun. Look forward to the next book and having you back and talking about that as well. Information on Diane, all of her books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.